This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right. Tuesday, welcome. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it very much. Beautiful Colorado day. If you haven't been out and about, maybe you've been stuck in your office or your house or whatever the case may be. I don't normally talk much about the weather, but we've had such on and off that today it's really on.
Yeah.
And Andy is here today as well.
It is. And take a look at the American flag out there. It's basically just hanging.
It's great.
There's no wind blowing us off the planet.
Beautiful day. Beautiful day. This is why we live in Colorado.
By the way, we blow off quicker, you know, because it's actually round, just so you know. just letting people know.
Just,
but go ahead.
Letting folks know. All right. Yeah. Yesterday's impossible question of the day, April 29th of 2004. The last one of its kind was manufactured. What was it? It was Grandpa's Oldsmobile.
Okay.
The last Oldsmobile was made yesterday in 2004.
Huh.
By the way, long overdue as far as a division that retained sales inside of General Motors, in my opinion. But that's a whole nother. I'm sure I'm going to get some backlash on that when some of the Oldsmobile lovers out there will be, oh, no. Yeah.
Was there any kind of a conversion into anything else, or did they
just cut it off? It and Pontiac. I don't know exactly when Pontiac went away, but those two divisions just they were closed up, done. Saturn was another one. Gone, done. No more.
Oh, okay.
Furthermore, this is a whole different conversation.
Are they going to bring back the Pinto? Could they?
That's a Ford product, but probably not.
Oh, okay.
If I were in charge of GM even back then, I would have restructured a lot more than just getting rid of Oldsmobile and Pontiac, but I digress. I'm not in charge.
Well, why digress? What would you have done?
Well,
take a moment.
General Motors should have done this. Chevrolet should have been their performance division totally. Stop building trucks, leave GMC to that, which they're basically the same thing. They have a GMC line and a Chevy line, which is really stupid. Make one or the other and call it good. But GMC's always been, historically speaking, more of their truck line
right.
than Chevrolet. So make GMC the truck line, make Chevrolet the performance car division, make Buick all of your sedans and, you know, kind of your higher end SUVs and so on, and Cadillac is Cadillac. Leave it alone and let it do what it does and call it good. That's what I'd have done.
Okay. Well, so, that makes sense.
And there's people out there yelling at the radio right now for some of my comments. Some are probably agreeing, but anyways, that's my take on what General Motors should have done. I would have consolidated things down and made things run much more efficiently in doing it that way.
What did you think when the Pacer first came out?
Oh, fishbowl on wheels.
I know. I couldn't believe when I first saw one. I was just like,
yeah, it's awful.
Why?
They were ugly then. They're still ugly.
It reminded me of that house when you're going up I-70.
Oh, yeah, the spaceship house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's this week?
Today is, what did the U.S. acquire on April 30th of 1803? What did the U.S. acquire on April 30th, 1803?
Was that Louisiana? Or?
I'm not going to say. You got to answer this on the website.
The Wisconsin Purchase.
There you go, Andy.
It was huge.
There you go. All right. That is question of the day. Answer on the rushreason.com website. Okay. Chrissy Noem. I talked to her a little bit yesterday, kind of teased everybody, said you and I could talk about this a little bit
yes.
more today. For those of you maybe that aren't watching the news on a regular basis, this one, I don't know how it really slips by, but there's an autobiography that Chrissy Noem wrote. And in it, she talks about lots of things. But one of the things that she's really getting beat up for right now, and I'm not going to say one way or the other, I think a lot of you will already take sides, especially most animal lovers, but there's a particular chapter in the book where she talks about a hunting dog that they had acquired as a family. It was 14 months old and basically was, in her words, out of control. It would do things like chase chickens. It would bite people, including herself. You couldn't use it to hunt. She basically said this was the biggest worthless hunting dog. Her words, not mine, but basically the biggest worthless hunting dog of all time. And so she went ahead and just took care of that problem by shooting it.
Yeah, she put it down.
She put it down.
And there, look, there are people who put down dogs that are violent.
Correct.
That, because this dog was also attacking people.
It was attacking people, her included, as I just mentioned.
Which, by the way, in her defense, means it would have been terribly unsafe around any children.
Correct. Her,
yeah.
Now, personally...
And I'm not defending her, by the way.
No, I am not either.
This was a big mistake. I'm simply giving the, you know, the Christie's advocate there.
I'll even say this. When you live on ranches and farms and you're in that world, it's different than... the rest of the world, again, not defending or justifying, but Andy, it's not the same as somebody that has a pet in the home. It's a completely different world that those people are in versus what most people live in that have pets. So I'll go ahead and say that.
Right. And also, look, when you're talking, those dogs roam pretty free. So if you've got a dog that has a taste for biting people,
it's going to get
and
worse.
Attacking people, and it roams free. Anytime you have people go by, and once again, what if they're children? What if they're the elderly? What if they're whatever?
Right, right.
What you've got there is a dangerous weapon.
Correct.
Now, all that said, she's finished.
Yeah, all that
she's
said,
done.
Would I have written that in a book?
Well,
no.
No, but here's what I want to ask you.
Andy, even if it happened, I wouldn't have written that in a biography book.
Obviously. A horrible decision. She has just ended her political
Whoever
career.
Decided that was a good thing to put in the book was a moron.
That's what I'm getting to, John. You and I talk about this all the time. Look, it's not the candidates who are supposed to be the brains behind the operation. It's supposed to be the brains behind the operation.
Correct.
She has people who go over line by line by line everything that she puts into a book before that sucker is sent out.
Correct.
And these people okayed that.
Yep.
They took her political career
away
and allowed her to fall on that grenade and blow it up.
Yeah.
Obviously,
as far as national career. Now, will she be okay in South Dakota, and can she be reelected in South Dakota? Most likely. I don't know. Is her term up? Where's she at as far as that goes?
Let me tell you what I would do if I were her. Seriously. I would finish out my term and retire. I would say at the end of my return, look, she's done.
Do they have term limits like we do here on governors?
Oh, gosh, I think so. But
I'm not entirely sure.
I've never looked into South Dakota
I haven't
term limits. But... look, this is huge, okay? That dog was 14 months old. That's a puppy.
Correct.
Okay, that is a young dog.
Correct.
Now, I can understand, you know, what they would say is, look, you got to find something. Did you first try to take it somewhere to be trained? Did you first try to take any other steps? Obviously.
In two terms, by the way.
Yeah, okay. Obviously, if you have a very dangerous animal, you can't have this very dangerous animal without further training just romping around. But you can't, you just went and shot it. You executed this animal.
Yeah, there's other ways to even put your animals down.
Yeah. First of all, we have to keep in mind what a big fall this is. She was really in the pole position.
She's primed.
She was the leading candidate.
Yeah.
Okay, in terms of Vegas odds, she was the leading candidate to be the VP. Okay, she was the leading, which means she was the leading candidate to be our 2028 candidate for president.
Not anymore.
We were talking about quite possibly the next president of the United States, and now she is politically done.
Yep.
Because some imbecile or team of imbeciles,
yep,
allowed that. Now, she's
including,
dumb too.
Including an editor.
Right.
On top of that.
An editor. They allowed that to stay in the book. That was insane.
Now, in their defense, they could have came back to her and said, hey, we don't think this should be in the book. Take it out. And she could have said, nope, I want that in there. At that point in time, it's then on her.
I'm going to tell you right now, the odds that that happened are very low.
I
don't think they said a word. Because I think if they had gone to her, and forget the editor. I'm talking about her political team. That's who I care about. The
Correct.
Editor is selling books.
Correct. They don't care.
No, they don't care. They don't care about your, the, well, they kind of do. They
care about your career a little bit, but when it comes to especially a first edition on something like this and they want to get the thing out, they don't care,
well,
Andy.
Well, I would care in this way. If I'm an editor, I'm thinking, look, I could be talking.
To the next president, right?
To the next president. Okay. This woman is a leading, certainly one of the top two or three leading candidates
true.
To be the next president of the United States after
true.
Donald Trump.
Very true.
Okay. what does that mean for the sales of this book that I'm going to be editing and putting out?
And people don't realize that. A lot of the presidents that we have, and people think, well, they get rich off of backdoor deals and things like that. Well, if you're Biden, yes. But a lot of other presidents, Andy, as you know, get really rich from speaking engagements and books.
Right. Which brings...
Right?
Yes.
That's where a lot of that money... They front them money, even. That's where a lot of the money comes from, correct?
Yes, and you just mentioned my next topic, and we can discuss it now or after the break.
Let's take a break
Speaking engagement, we'll just say that. Yes,
okay,
by all means.
Okay, we'll come back and do that. Bruce Simmons is next. He's our reverse mortgage professor. Find out what Bruce can do for you. Don't listen to the folks around you, including family members. Find out directly from Bruce how a reverse mortgage works for you. KLZRadio.com is where you find him.
A reverse mortgage can make sense for you if you are properly prepared. KLZ's reverse mortgage professor, Bruce Simmons, can help make sure you are ready. Many things you do not need to do first, like paying your bills off first or making certain repairs. And sometimes you will need to shore up some things on the home title or a repair that Bruce knows will be needed for the appraisal. The point is, you can be prepared for a reverse mortgage and move now rather than waiting. In an interest rate increasing environment, acting quicker rather than later puts more money in your pocket. Call Bruce Simmons for a free consultation at 303-467-7821. That's 303-467-7821. Or schedule online now at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
All right, Dr. Scott Faulkner, if you're looking for an alternative to a doctor that is held up literally by big pharma and big medicine, big health and healthcare, give Dr. Scott a call today. He'd love to take care of you. 303-663-6990.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at castlerockregenerativehealth.com or find him at rushtoreason.com.
All right, Level Engineering, find out if solar works for you. There's a new program where it may now and it may not have in the past. Give Alan a call today. Alan Davis, find him at klzradio.com.
Getting affordable solar on your home without the tax credit is now doable with Alan Davis and Level Engineering. You had thought without the tax credit, you would not be able to afford buying solar panels for your home. It seemed like you will be stuck with electricity through Xcel with their ridiculous rate increases every year. With Alan's help, there is a great way to get solar with no money down and no out-of-pocket expenses. Through a Level Engineering partner named Everbright, they will guarantee your monthly power bill is less than you pay now with a rate locked in at 2.9% increases a year, far below what Xcel is projecting for their frequent rate hikes. And they keep the tax credit you are not going to qualify for in the first place. Your home goes up 6% in value with those solar panels, and this program called PPA transfers seamlessly with the new owner. Beautifully, you win all the way around. Now you get solar. Call Alan Davis at 303-378-7537 or go to klzradio.com/solar.
God, country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, we're back. Rush to Reason. Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate. All right, continuing on, Andy.
Okay, really quick.
Part two.
Here's what Kristi Noem should do at this point, obviously, is go into seclusion for the most part, finish out her term, and be done.
Yep.
That's it. Okay, she's done. Now, This is great. I'm sorry, but I don't even know. And I feel bad for the, they're wonderful people out there. Jefferson County Republicans on May 4th, this May 4th at 6 p.m. and evening with Governor Kristi Noem.
She's the guest speaker. I saw that.
Yeah, I would.
I would change that.
I would change that.
If I were you guys, and some of you listen. And,
you're going to have protesters.
Yeah, and you're really good people. Those of you that are in that area, that's you know my area, of course, where I live, Jeffco. And good people that run that. And, yeah, I would highly, highly recommend you get a last-minute alternative to speak at your gathering because that one's not going to go very well.
Yeah. Here's one, John Rush.
Andy Pate.
Any of you
that are running the organization.
We've both done our fair share.
I mean, literally, there are plenty of people that you could call on.
Or you could, call on Dave Williams, somebody from the state party. You could do that. Look, yeah, I know our feelings there. But, look.
That'd be my last choice.
I know, but he's the state chair is what
I'm
saying.
I get it.
Look, what you got to do, guys, out there in Jeffco, No, you cancel that now. You cancel.
Because there's
you're going to be overrun. It's going to become a frenzy. You're going to be overrun with protesters.
Well, it's a distraction. Here's the thing. It's a big distraction. There are races in the state in Jeffco that we need to try to win, and that's a distraction in trying to get that done.
Right. But here's going to be the interesting thing. Unlike what we've generally seen, and we'll talk about it later this hour, with the protests that are making us look good, these protesters will be ones that the public sympathizes with.
Yeah.
And, guys, you don't want that.
There'll be protests with dogs on leashes.
Yes. It's going to be a horrible.
It'll be awful.
So
they'll bring every little Fido they can round up to show up at your event and be there outside to protest what's going on.
Right. So, folks, out in Jefferson County, and I say this in love. I don't say this to be mean at all.
I'm glad you brought that up.
I love those people in Jeffco. Yes. The Jeffco Republicans are wonderful people. I've spoken there. But by all means, folks, please contact them. Let them know. Get someone else, anyone else. We will show up. We will support the team. Okay, now.
And glad you brought that up. I had forgot that, so thank you. Because, yeah, I saw that announcement a few days ago, and I'm like, oh.
No.
Yeah, not now.
Yeah, don't just go through with it. Don't do that. Okay, now, really quick, right when this was coming down, and I guarantee you Trump knew about it because she had been campaigning with Trump very actively.
Right.
She's off the trail now. And Trump just had a long meeting with Ron DeSantis yesterday. Now, of course, there was a lot of thought, well, does this mean Ron DeSantis is going to be on the ticket? DeSantis shot that down.
Okay.
And said he's not interested. Now, you say that you would not want DeSantis on the ticket. He's not my top choice. I'd have him down around fourth. But
By the way, somebody just said that Herschel Walker should be his VP pick. That's an awful choice also.
Gosh, no.
Terrible choice.
Please, people.
Terrible, terrible choice.
We love you. We love you so much.
Herschel already lost a big race. He had all sorts of baggage that went along with that particular race. No, you don't re-drag all that into an election.
Herschel lost a race in a state where the Republican governor candidate won by 8. Think about that.
Yeah, that's a bad choice, folks.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. No. Yeah, you can do a lot better. It's easy to do better. Do better. Just find somebody. Okay. Getting to the VP stakes at this point, let's just talk about where it is.
Yeah, we got plenty of time. Go for it.
Number one, I think both you and I still agree the best choice is Vivek.
I have two choices that I think are still the top two, and it just depends on what direction, if you're Trump, you want to go, him or Tulsi Gabbard. To me, there's only two choices.
The problem with Tulsi, and by the way, I like her too. I also have her in my top three. Is the problem with Tulsi is that a lot of Republicans would not like the idea she can't be our candidate in 28. Because they're just like, look, we don't trust her
enough.
There's
no R next to her name up to this point, even.
Right. Exactly.
Although there's a lot of things that could change in those 4 years. That part doesn't bother me.
But that's
that part
a tough
doesn't
sell.
Bother me as much. It's a tough sell to the base. Although, Andy, the advantage you have with the current hardcore Trump, whatever we want to call him.
They don't care. Anything that's Trump.
Anything that Trump says is okay would be okay. So his real endorsement of her would suffice them as far as I'm concerned. It's more of that middle of the road, not independent voter, but the middle of the road Republican voter that's not a part of the Trump following, if you would. I mean, they're still for Trump. They're still going to vote for Trump. Whether they like him or not, they still know that's what they need to do for the party and what we need to do for the country and moving things forward. they would be the ones that would be the harder sell. Frankly, the middle, Andy, I think it, with Christie, or not Christie, but with Tulsi, that's an easy sell to the middle.
Oh,
that's the easiest sell of that.
In my opinion, Tulsi Gabbard gets you a bigger win. I think Vivek gets you the biggest win.
Yeah.
Because he's brilliant.
Can't argue that. And he would be a really good, although she would be too. She does really well on the trail defending her position, policies, well, and so on. I mean, she's extremely good at that.
John, she already destroyed our current vice president in debate.
Correct.
Okay, but
her biggest issue is, and it's funny, I know some people that know her, and I've said this to her in an indirect way for the last 2 years, put a dang R next to your name and you'll win on our side. It's that simple.
Right.
Put the R next to your name and run for something and you'll win.
Well, she would have to be his VP.
Correct. But my point was 2 years ago, she should have done that.
Yes.
Not now, 2 years ago.
Well, then again, she's in Hawaii. So
I know.
You're not going to win anything there with an R.
Well, but she could move and do other things in other places
very easily.
She should do. And that's what she should have done.
She could move to District 4 here. Everybody else is.
There's a lot of places in the U.S., Texas, et cetera, that she could have easily moved to and done extremely well with an R next to her name.
Well, of course.
Extremely well.
Okay. After Vivek.
Those are my only two, so I don't have any others. Sorry.
I think the safe...
I'm very narrow-minded, Andy.
I think Vivek is the most exciting choice who would... Because here's the thing. Most Americans have no idea who he is. They don't know how brilliant he is in debate and in speeches. If he was put as the VP choice, suddenly he would be front and center. He would be the one doing all the interviews, and that is where he is absolutely dominant.
He shines, for sure.
He shines is an understatement.
Yep, he shines there.
He is devastating. He picks apart the interviewers. He picks apart everybody. And he
really quick for all of you listening, if you haven't heard this.
Oh, yeah.
He does it in a non-egotistical, rude way. He's just very intricate in how he handles things and really sort of brings it right back around to the person asking the question, whereby they're now engaged and don't feel like they're being run over by a truck.
Yeah, he's...
Correct?
Yeah, he is magnificent.
And he really does. Even those that really probably disagree with him... By the time he's done having a conversation, they may still disagree, but they respect his position.
Right.
Which is what we have to do a better job of.
Look, Trump sells well to his base. He does not sell outside the base, period. Vivek sells outside the base. Now, how about one who grows the base? The safest choice. Let's say you just want to absolutely lock in the win. You want to make sure we win. We don't care about anything else. We want to win Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio is a brilliant speaker. And the thing is he's brilliant in every way. He's brilliant in interviews. He's brilliant in debates. He's brilliant in speeches. Yep. He is brilliant. What he would do to Kamala is, about the same as Vivek would do to Kamala.
They're pretty equal as far as, all three of them in that realm are pretty equal.
Tulsi has the least personality of the three by far. But she's very level-headed and sharp.
And a woman.
And a woman.
Which has a big...
And a woman of color.
And
okay.
She brings a lot of things along that line to the table.
Right. Now, Rubio, of course, is Hispanic and is very popular.
Correct.
If Rubio
And Vivek is Indian?
Yes.
Am I saying that right?
Yeah. If Rubio were on the ticket, our draw amongst Hispanics would jump 8 to 10 points overnight.
No doubt.
I mean, they love him that much.
Yeah, no doubt. And again, that would be a choice I wouldn't have any issues with at all.
Be fine. And, the biggest problem between him and Trump is their foreign policy. Rubio is more interventionist. Trump is more non-interventionist. But Trump doesn't go as non-interventionist as Rand Paul, by the way, another one of my top choices. And Rubio is not as interventionist as Nikki Haley. So they're actually a little closer together, but Rubio is more interventionist. I think Rubio, though, on foreign policy, his knowledge is... freakish.
Well, he's been around, that end of things for quite some time. That's the other advantage he brings in is just the knowledge of what goes on in D.C., frankly, even more so than Trump.
Yeah.
Because he's been there longer.
We're almost out of time, so let me be quick on the other two. Really quick, Ron DeSantis is the number one, the number one governor in America by far.
Yeah, still a bad choice for VP.
Absolutely dominant, and he also destroyed Gavin Newsom in debate. He would be... a powerhouse, and he's also our likely 28 candidate. That is one reason he's a possibility for the ticket. I do not believe he'll be the one. Byron Donalds is still an outside shot, but I think Rand Paul would also be a very interesting one. Why? Because Rand Paul would, the Libertarians would love to vote for somebody when they actually have a chance to win. And Rand Paul would be the Kennedy voters who right now don't want to vote for Trump, but, you know, who lean to the right, would immediately drop Kennedy.
Right.
And come to the, so Kennedy's draw would only be from Biden if Rand Paul, because Rand Paul destroyed Fauci. And by the way, Rand Paul is a great debater, so he would cut up Kamala just like everybody else would. So there you go. Very strong group. I'm good with any of them.
Somebody said that a Manhattan president and a Silicon Valley VP, the Republican Party is done. No, I disagree with that. No, first of all, the majority of the country, and myself included, doesn't look at Vivek as being a Silicon Valley individual. He's been away from that long enough now to where, I don't think anybody even associates him with that. Now, I will say this. With all that being said, I really doubt, and I'm sorry, I just don't think Trump is being very wise in this particular area, by the way, and I'm not sure some of his advisors are either. I don't see him picking Vivek anyway, so I don't really think that's a big issue. I don't see Vivek being at the top of Trump's list, frankly.
I agree.
So I don't think that's a big issue anyways.
I wish he were.
I wish it was, but I don't think it is.
Right. Rand Paul, though, there's another one. Look, Rubio and Paul, in my opinion, now Paul's a white guy. That's his only downside.
The only downside is you got two old white guys.
Right. But I got to say, Rubio and Paul, you're still almost certainly going to win at that point.
Well, it's a huge – here's the thing, too, folks listening. It's a huge uphill battle no matter who the VP is. I think a lot of us on our side of the aisle think that it's a slam dunk. Let me tell you what, folks. This is no slam dunk. There is a – this is like the Nuggets winning last night. Should they have won by a slam dunk and not 2 points? Yes, they should have. But the reality is they won by a last basket 2 points. That's our election going into 2024, folks. That's the reality of it. It's not a slam dunk.
No, because honestly, as many people hate Trump as like him. That's what it comes down
to. There you go, Andy. Veteran Windows and Doors is next. Right now, last day. You can make an appointment even today still and get free installation. Just give Dave a call. Find him at klzradio.com.
Veteran Windows and Doors guarantees every window and door they install is installed correctly. That means insulated, flashed, and sealed on the inside and outside for your benefit. It's because they follow stricter installation codes than what is required to protect you and your home from any additional costs or problems. And Veteran commits to a 5-year labor warranty because they want to go the extra mile. They are that confident in their craftsmanship and product. Veteran Windows and Doors will take time to make sure your home is weathertight during installation so that you remain comfortable throughout the entire process. Veteran promises they will always be there for you on the phone and in person in the rare chance any issues arise. Other companies give you a shorter labor warranty, and they may never return your call. For the month of April, enjoy free installation on your windows and doors with Veteran. Check out Veteran Windows and Doors today at klzradio.com.
All right, two locations now to service you. Ridgeline Auto Brokers, Boulder and Fort Collins. Find them at ridgelineautobrokers.com.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Do you need high-quality auto repair? Then look no further. Ridgeline Auto Brokers specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 and $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. At Ridgeline, we pride ourselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why we never charge any dealer fees. Plus, all of our vehicles are inspected by our team of ASE certified technicians. You can trust that the car you're buying is in excellent condition. And remember, we can also service your vehicle after the sale. At Ridgeline, we offer competitive financing options for vehicle purchase or for vehicle repairs. Ridgeline now has two locations, one in Boulder, and now a second location in Fort Collins, located at 1101 North College Avenue. Both locations offer full-service auto repair and a host of off-road accessories. Check out all our services at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline, the smart way to buy or service your car.
Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning. Right now, costs are up, so make sure that you're dialed in when it comes to your HVAC. I should say your heating and cooling costs are up, so save money, upgrade your equipment. Talk to Cub Creek on how that can work today. 303-656-5467.
What they quote you is what you pay for your HVAC services with Rheem Pro Partners Cub Creek Heating and AC. You're tired of a constant barrage of tacked on fees, trip charges, and other costs added to advertised prices. Cub Creek is a person-to-person company who will figure out what you need and tell you up front what the cost will be. If there are variables or a chance that something might affect the quote, they'll tell you that too. You should be cautious to investigate other offers that seem too good to be true. And if you think it might be, a simple call to Cub Creek can let you know what to expect and give you that second opinion you need. They are experts in one thing: installing and repairing heating and air conditioning systems. They won't happen to notice that your water heater or other appliances need repairs while in your home either. Call Cub Creek Heating and AC when you want the best service with an honest and clear price by going to klzradio.com/HVAC.
All right, this weather gets you thinking, hey, summer is on its way, and yes, it is. Make sure your roof is ready for summer and all of the weather that it brings as well. What I mean by that is hail and some of the bad weather that comes along with our summer months. Roof Savers of Colorado, 303-710-6916.
Every year, hailstorms ravage Colorado's Front Range, leaving gardens and roofs alike in shambles. From last year's storms alone, there are still an estimated 30 to 45% of roofs that are in need of replacements. That's where we come in. Hi, I'm Madison Hart.
And I'm Elizabeth Hart.
We here at Roof Savers Colorado take pride in helping homeowners make the best decision for their home and their roof.
Before we know it, hail season will arrive and your home will need a reliable, sturdy, and watertight roof. We will work with any insurance company to ensure you get the replacement you need. For over 23 years, we have specialized in both repairing and replacing your roof so that you can focus on what's important in life.
Don't let another storm season go by without replacing your roof, leaving your home vulnerable to leaks and at risk of further damage. Call Roof Savers Colorado today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com. That's 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to have a free inspection done on your roof.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are back. We've got a special guest joining us here in just one moment. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, of course, our engineer. And really quick, a couple of you still adding some text messages into that last conversation, which is fine, by the way. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
One person said, let's just hope it's not Mike Pence. Don't worry about
no.
that. they hate each other far too much for it to be Mike Pence, so maybe hate's the wrong word, but the dislike for one another among those two.
No, I think it's hate.
It's not going to happen. With Trump, it's probably hate. Pence, maybe dislike, but with Trump, it's definitely hate.
Yeah, I mean, Pence is going to vote for him.
Yeah, but Trump would not have him in his camp again.
No.
And I wouldn't want him in there either, by the way.
Well, I hated the choice when he first made it.
Yeah, I never liked it from day one. And had Trump done that differently from day one, he'd probably be president right now. But that's another conversation for another day.
You and I wanted Mr. Ben Carson.
It would have been totally different going through COVID with Ben Carson than it was with Mike Pence. It would, Andy, we wouldn't be in the same place today as a world had Ben Carson been in charge of that instead of Mike Pence. Let's just say that.
Oh, yeah.
The world, I can say this with confidence. The world today would be a different place.
Yes.
That's where decisions made, in this case by one person, can have worldwide implications. That's one example of that.
Yes. And by the way, I believe, and Trump would have won twice.
Yes.
He wouldn't be running right now because...
No, he'd be president right now.
He'd be president right now, and probably Ben would be teeing it up.
Very much so. Yeah, I think you're very much that way. And let's get Andrew, or should say Adam, back on Goulet. Adam, welcome back. How are you today, sir?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate it. Okay, so you have you've changed a few things since last time we talked. Accuracy in Media deploys a mobile billboard. Talk about that, and that's a little bit of a change from the last time I had you on.
Well, we use a variety of different tactics to put frowns on the faces of bad people and to introduce a little bit of accountability into their lives.
All right.
For horrible, rabid anti-Semites, we buy their domain name, like AmariButler.com and set up a profile page explaining what they've done on their college campus and work with search engine optimization experts. So if you Google them, our pages come up first. And then we oftentimes send mobile billboards to their campus with their name and their picture, and it'll say one of Harvard's leading anti-Semites or Columbia's leading anti-Semites. And for the absolute worst, we send mobile billboards to mom and dad's house so that they have to explain to their neighbors why their kid is not a big fan of
them. There you go.
Adam, awesome. I got a question. Did the CIA learn all their interrogation techniques from you?
Good one.
Yeah, that's a very good question. We're very good at making people exceptionally unhappy. There obviously is some price to it. I get death threats nearly every day. I have to have security when I visit college campuses. And my wife and I have been swatted now 10 times this month.
Well, for that, we're very sorry. And for those of you who don't know what swatting is, go look it up. That's not a good situation. And I guess I should ask Adam, I mean, those things can get very, very dangerous. How have those gone?
Well, we haven't been home really for pretty much any of them, with a tiny exception. Thankfully, the first two times when they sent the actual SWAT team into our home in the middle of the night after someone called and claimed I had a gun to my wife's head, thankfully, we were out of state at a wedding and weren't there for that. Because, as you know, people die in those situations.
Those can turn very bad very quickly. That's why I asked. Okay, so how is this going? What's your response like? What do people do when they see these things?
Well, you know, at Harvard, we got active when 30 student organizations signed a proclamation blaming Israel entirely for what happened on October 7th. And after we got active there, 10 of the organizations withdrew from the proclamation, said, just kidding, I don't actually hate the Jews. I think gefilte fish is wonderful. I take it back. And in those cases, we immediately remove their web pages and take them off of our mobile billboard. In addition, we had a lot of individual members from Columbia and Harvard hit us up and say, I quit the organization. I don't want to be a part of them. And we believe in forgiveness. Okay. As I said, we also believe in accountability. We had a very big campaign to have the president of University of Pennsylvania and, more importantly, the president of Harvard resign, which they did. And, of course, the day Claudine Gay did resign from Harvard, we were there to help. We had a mobile billboard that said, it's moving day, Claudine Gay, along with two U-Haul moving trucks.
Nice.
Sadly, she didn't take us up on that.
Nice.
Adam, right now a lot of these protesters are finally being tossed out of these colleges. How does that make you feel?
You know, admittedly, it's kind of a bit of a mixed feeling, because I absolutely believe in the right to protest, the right to free speech, the right to say vicious, vile things. It lets us know who the racists are. So if you're peacefully protesting in accordance with your campus rules, knock yourself out. If you're breaking the law, if you've been suspended, if you're an outside agitator trespassing on a campus and threatening people, yeah, you should be tossed out and arrested and prosecuted with whatever the relevant charges are. And unfortunately, even though you see that happening at some universities, others, like Northwestern, have now caved to the terrorist lovers and are acceding to their demands. It's sickening.
Well, Adam, the thing that drives me crazy, though, is, and I've mentioned this last week, Donald Trump on January 6th said march peacefully and patriotically, and he was blamed for inciting violence. These people are literally calling for death to America, death to Israel, and nothing is happening to them for inciting violence. Theirs is called free speech, but his isn't.
Well, actually, let's go one step further. There's a tweet that went out today that basically says the Columbia students who took over the campus building are now demanding food and water as a part of their basic human rights. Why don't they just go home, Adam?
Oh, my gosh. Columbia is unquestionably America's most anti-Semitic university. Their president needs to resign. We have her to you all moving trucks as well. But hers is truly the worst campus with the worst, most wretched, disgusting students who shout horrible, hateful things at Jewish and Israeli students, who shout horrible, hateful things at me and to others. It's a disgusting, disgusting place.
How does it become that much worse there? Adam, how does it become that much worse there than most colleges?
Good question.
What brought it about?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know why Columbia is worse than others. And one of the things I often ask their anti-Semitic leaders there is, if you hate Jews so much, why did you go to the city that has more Jews in it than any other city on the planet outside of Israel?
Great question.
That's what I don't understand. But it truly is the worst. I don't have a good explanation for it. Obviously, the bulk of what we're seeing comes directly from K-12 DEI, Diversity, Equity, Inclusion initiatives in public education, where it breaks down the world into oppressors and oppressed. And if you go to a music festival and kill and rape women and do terrible things, that's merely resistance to oppression and should be judged accordingly. When these kids spend 13 years hearing this garbage, and if they hear it even in red districts and red schools and red states, yeah, they show up on a college campus and they're a crazy radical, worse than the professors.
Somebody tweeted out in response to this, maybe they should just call 1-800-HAMAS.
I think that's actually the direct line for the president of Colombia.
Oh, my word. I mean, I've said this before. I keep saying it, and I'm all seriousness now, Adam. The way I was raised and looking back on just, you know, my childhood years, school years, learning history, all about the Holocaust, which, by the way, even as a kid and even to this day, I just couldn't imagine how the world allowed that to happen in the first place. But we're back there again, which I never thought would happen in my lifetime.
Yeah, and thankfully, the level of violence is nothing like that at all. And even
no, but this is how it started back then.
Well, that's exactly right.
That's my main point, Adam. It, you know, that all what happened in Nazi Germany didn't just happen in one day or one month. I mean, that was a progression of time where it gets a little bit started. It's like a wedge. It kind of gets in. You hit it. It drives a little more. You hit it. It drives a little further. And you just keep hitting that wedge to the point where you're finally in and there's all out hatred for the Jews.
Well, yeah, a lot of what happened in Germany was driven by young people.
There you go, Andy.
Well, when you spend enough time dehumanizing people and justifying horrible actions against them, it goes from looking the other way when people engage in violence to cheering them on when people engage in violence. And thankfully, we're just at the first part of it. And because of the accountability we and others are instituting, now that they realize there's a price to pay for it, I think we're doing a significant job of deterring a lot of bad actions. That being said, it's such an exceptionally target-rich environment.
Yeah.
Every day appears to be coming a day of anti-Semitic whack-a-mole, where I hear about another crazy thing at a college campus or in a K-12 school. We're also holding these K-12 educators accountable.
Good.
We went after a teacher named Ian Golash, who is the head of ethnic studies at his school in Seattle. He was posting things on social media defending what happened on October 7th, saying it was a good thing. So he sent a mobile billboard to his school.
Good.
He brought his class out to see it and was greeted by me with a cameraman. And I asked him again, really, October 7th a good thing? He doubled down. Now, finally, he's been suspended until the end of the school year.
Adam, does it ever occur to you, do you ever think about this, that by exposing and humiliating these people publicly, ultimately you're saving lives?
I don't know if we're saving lives, per se.
Yeah, because these things grow. The more these people are left untouched,
that's right,
to incite more angry young people,
that's
the more
right.
people get hurt.
No, Andy, you're 100% correct. You're spot on, Andy.
And that's a very fair point. The reason this problem is as bad as it is today is because for decades, these college campuses got worse and worse, and no one ever held them accountable at all.
Correct.
Of course, this would be the expected outcome of it. It's because these administrations have no accountability. And what I want to know is, it's one thing if you're in Boulder, but if you're in a red state, why are you spending tens of millions of dollars on DEI programs for higher education? You know, or you ban it and they just rebrand it, call it something else. Why are red states funding this stuff?
Yep.
Why does Texas have dozens and dozens of full-time DEI staffers in many school districts around the state? Why are red states doing this to themselves?
Great point.
Why not cut funding to these universities and get rid of some of these horrible majors that just encourage hatred and racism?
By the way, that's what they do in Florida. There's a state that's run right.
Yep.
They defund these things. They shoot them down.
I'm biased as a Floridian, but, Florida still has DEI in K-12 education.
Right.
They banned it in higher ed, but not in K-12. If this stuff doesn't belong in a college,
it doesn't belong there either.
Kindergarten?
That's right. No, 100%.
No, it doesn't.
Adam,
we've been investigating Texas, for example, and showing that these DEI bans aren't worth the paper they're printed on. They need to be defunded.
Fully agree. All right, speaking of all of that, how do we help you do more of what you're doing?
You're very kind. Our website is aim.org, A-I-M.org. We're obviously a nonpartisan, charitable, tax-deductible organization. We're active on all the social media platforms. You can take part in our activism, send emails to boards of trustees for horrible universities, and hold these people accountable.
Accuracy in Media, AIM.org. Andrew, as always, it's been too long since we had you on, or I shouldn't say Adam, it's been too long since we had you on. You want to come back again, please let us know. You're welcome anytime, Adam. I appreciate it very much.
Hey, thank you guys so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you, thank you. And it has been too long. We used to have him on quite often, Andy, and I don't know, things just, I don't know, stuff happens. Time flies. That's
okay.
My problem. Time flies, but we'll get him back on. This is fantastic. You can go there, by the way, donate, and help him do more of what he's doing, which you said, Andy, a moment ago, rightfully so. He really is doing things to make huge changes and at the same time, and I agree with you, save lives at the same time. Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, spot on. So, High Five Plumbing. Now, all sorts of things going on at High Five as we head into summer. Now, remember, things have happened over the winter. You might have some sprinkler problems or lines or some hose bibs or anything along those lines that aren't functioning the way they should.
Can I mention something else?
Sure.
With all the heavy rain we had recently, you might want your sump pump looked at again.
Sump pump, drainage, any of those
Just
sorts
saying.
Of things. Absolutely, Andy. Right now, there's a $56 off inspection just for KLZ listeners. Give them a call, 877-WE-HIGH-5. Again, their phone number, 877-WE-HIGH-5. Golden Eagle Financial is up next. Al Smith wants to help you with your future planning. Don't forget, tomorrow between 2 and 2:30, you'll hear him right here on KLZ 560. That's Golden Eagle Financial. Find him at klzradio.com.
Your retirement plan needs to be reviewed periodically with Golden Eagle Financial to maximize the options of your retirement. Al Smith has seen almost every curveball that can be thrown at a retirement account. He's worked with folks who are just starting their savings or entering the job market, and people who retired 10 years ago. What they have in common is that a periodic review is essential to retiring with security and confidence. You don't have to worry about your retirement. Al will partner with you to go carefully through your plan and make sure you're still on track to retire comfortably and on your terms. Go to klzradio.com/money for a free consultation and get your retirement back on track. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC. Registered investment advisor, BCM, and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
All right, make sure your state's in order. You can also hear Michael tomorrow between 2:30 and 3 right here on KLZ, or you can call him at 720-394-6887.
You've been worried about your taxes and getting them done. And now is the time to focus on your estate planning and future with mobile estate planner Michael Bailey. Michael understands that nobody wants to think about death or taxes, but you have to be ready. If you make an appointment with Michael Bailey for your estate plan now, you'll be ready for whatever life or unexpected death throws you and your family later. Michael's goal with you is to put together a plan that you do not have to use for 30 years. You'll be able to enjoy the peace of mind of having a plan for the unexpected, and your family gets the assurances your instructions are clear to them and the government. He walks you through each step, making things much easier on you. And most people find it not as scary as they thought. Call mobile estate planner Michael Bailey by going to klzradio.com/estate today. Or call him at 720-730-7274 and tell Michael you heard him on Rush to Reason.
All right, John the Cyber Guy, sign up now. Get your first month free. Call before the end of May, 720-593-6688.
Have you ever considered a career as a cyber criminal? Think of all the money you could extort from victims. No experience? No problem. With the latest ransomware as a service, you can get all the tools and support of a top-ranked ransomware gang for just a few dollars a day. And with so many underprotected businesses out there, you won't have to work very hard. All you need is a big ego and no scruples. But wait, maybe you're an ethical person with a conscience, a business owner who just wants to take care of customers. You'd rather avoid ransomware. If that's you, call John the Cyber Guy. John knows the tactics hackers use and has the tools and know-how to stop them. Ransomware as a service is a real and growing threat. Don't let some entry-level hacker bring down the business you work so hard to build. Contact John the Cyber Guy today at klzradio.com/security or call him at 720-593-6688.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush together with Andy Pate. John, I want to play a little clip. You know,
yep,
we were talking about Jews, Israel.
Yep.
Here's a very popular one. His name is Jerry Seinfeld, and he had something to say about comedy today, TV comedy. Here we go.
Nothing really affects comedy. People always need it. They need it so badly, and they don't get it. It used to be you would go home at the end of the day. Most people would go, oh, Cheers is on. Oh, MASH is on. Oh, Mary Tyler Moore is on. All in the Family's on. You just expected there'll be some funny stuff we can watch on TV tonight. Well, guess what? Where is it? This is the result of the extreme left and PC crap and people worrying so much about offending other people. Mm-hmm. When you write a script and it goes into four or five different hands, committees, groups, here's our thought about this joke. Well, that's the end of your comedy. They move the gates like in skiing. Culture, the gates are moving. Your job is to be agile and clever enough that wherever they put the gates, I'm going to make the gate.
Okay. Yep. And by the way, that credit to Town Hall Media that comes by way of them. What do you think?
He's right. 100% correct. Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, but he said two things here. The one we talk about all the time, and that is, you know, political correctness is killing comedy. And yes, it does, because it puts everybody on edge. But I like the second thing he said. Because of political correctness, you've got to have all the lawyers and everybody in the station go.
Everybody has to approve it.
John, I have seen a lot of stand-up comedians. I've never seen a stand-up committee.
Good point.
And I'm not sure how well that would work. Okay, so, I mean, do you think you know this, you run your own business. You got to have a visionary at the top, and the visionary can't be, it's good to have a committee that they work with, that's fine, but the committee can't run the visionary. Yeah,
sometimes. Committees can also be very awful and kill all sorts of things in a business, a church politics,
board.
You name it.
A church board can absolutely muzzle a good pastor.
Oh,
or they can give wise counsel to a pastor.
They can be really good or really bad.
Right, and it's true, and it's true in every organization. But what I mean is, when you're talking about comedy, you're talking about somebody bringing a vision that is absolutely shocking people with a new way of looking at life, and that's where the comedy happens.
Correct.
And to have that go through the mill of a committee, which is probably, you know, I had always thought about, well, PC culture just makes everything not fun, but I had never thought about what he said there.
He's right.
No, I mean, it makes it legal.
Think about this.
It makes it legal.
I mean, this is a great example. Maybe an extreme example, although if you let things go far enough, this is what happens. Look at any communist-controlled country, and literally it's the NFL, the No Fun League. Look at Kim Jong-un.
Is that why they all wear gray?
That's why they all wear gray.
Just
literally. No, literally, think about it. There is no fun in those countries whatsoever. You can go down through history. Look at North Korea right now. How much fun, Andy, do you think those people actually have at the end of the day, openly, by the way?
I remember when I was young and how unusual it was for a Russian comic. Yakov Smirnoff came out, but how unusual he was. He was the only one.
Yeah.
Okay, there were a zillion American ones, one Russian one. Think about it.
When that sort of politics start to take over and rule the country, rule a population, the fun goes away. I mean, guys, and I don't think this is off base at all. When you look at all of the old movies that depict things that were going, we've been talking about Nazi Germany in regards to where our college campuses are today and some of those comparisons and so on.
Well, it's frightening.
And Andy, I think I'm safe to say, have you ever seen any type of movie depicting fun in Nazi Germany other than some of their... You know, they'd have some gatherings, some social gatherings and things along those lines.
Yeah,
but outside of that, how much fun do you actually ever see depicted?
None.
That's because that's what that brings, is zero fun.
By the way, everything that was done to Jews in Nazi Germany, those young Islamic people and Islamic sympathizers who are protesting at these universities would be all in for what was done to the Jews in Germany.
They sure would be. They sure would be, Andy. Absolutely. You know what else they'd be all in for?
What?
If that was being done to Christians today that don't believe in their faith.
Oh, totally.
Or their ideology, I should say. I hate to call it a faith as far as what they have, because it's not a faith. It's a It's a law. It's a political ideology. It's a way of life. But it is farthest thing from faith there could actually be.
Right. It's a hate cult.
Let me make sure I get that straight,
it's a
everybody.
Hate cult.
It is not a faith.
I don't
not
care how big,
close.
I don't care how big it is. It's a hate cult.
That's exactly right. American National Insurance is next. Make sure you're dialed in when it comes to your insurance. And about four out of five, believe it or not, somewhere in that neighborhood of Colorado drivers are uninsured. So make sure that you're dialed in when it comes to your insurance. 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger will teach you how to pay for home insurance the right way, saving money on premiums while protecting yourself from catastrophic costs in the future. American National Insurance keeps premiums low by attracting clients who choose to self-insure the small stuff. Most people don't understand basic economics, so they file claims all the time, driving up the cost of insurance year after year. You listen to Rush to Reason, so you probably have a better head on your shoulders, financially speaking, than the average homeowner. Still, you can learn new strategies from Paul Leuenberger to practice responsible money management. The smartest homeowners only file claims in emergencies, opting to pay out of pocket for everyday expenses. Personal responsibility benefits everyone, enabling you to afford total loss coverage. Call John's personal insurance agent, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance for details about his one-of-a-kind rebate program. 303-662-0789.
We don't yell at you. We inform you. Now, back to Rush to Reason.
I know this might sound a little cynical, Andy, but you let comedy die in your country and you're done.
I agree.
And we're not far from that in this country right now, because there's very, very few really good comedians that get to do what they want to do without having, as Jerry Seinfeld said, some committee shutting them down.
I've noticed that the best comedy right now is making fun of political correctness.
And it is the funniest. You are correct.
It is.
You are correct. All right, hour two is next. Don't go anywhere. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.